in the dust. A few native Taglians remained. We were feeding them plenty of truth, and just enough bull to tempt their masters into making their major crossing effort where I wanted it. "Ah, and did he learn anything we want to hear?" She grinned.
"He did. You get your wish. They'll bring their main force over at the Goja Ford, and they won't be with their armies. They don't trust each other enough to leave home base unguarded."
"Beautiful. Suddenly I feel like we've got a chance. Maybe only 1 in 10, but a chance.
And now for the bad news."
"I guess it had to be. What is it?"
"They're sending an extra 5,000 men. 10,000 in the Goja force, 1,000 each in Theri and Vedna Bota. The rest come across at Numa. They tell me Numa is crossable 2 days earlier than the Goja ford is."
"That's bad. They could have 3,000 guys behind us when it hits."
"They will, unless they're morons."
I closed my eyes and looked at the map. Numa was where I had told Jahamaraj Jah his Shadar people could make their mark. He had raised 2,500 cultists only by straining. Most Shadars wanted to wait and get into our ecumenical force. 3,000 veterans would roll right over him.
"Cavalry," I asked.
"Have Jah meet them at the water's edge and do what he can, and fall back, and have our cavalry hit them from the flank as they're about to break out."
"I was considering sneaking Mogaba's legion down, smash them, then route march to Goja. But you're right, cavalry would be more efficient. Do you trust Otto and Hagop to handle it?"
I did not. They were having their problems taking charge. Without the bloody-minded Roy to kick ass where that was needed, their force would have been a traveling circus.
"You want it? You've done a field command."
She looked at me hard.
"Where have you been?"
"Right. I'd been there often enough."
"You want it?" "If you want me to take it."
"Singe me to a crisp in the fire of your enthusiasm. All right. But we won't tell anybody till it's time. And Jahamaraj Jah not at all. He'll try harder if he don't know help is coming."
"All right.
Any other news from our seldom-seen friend?"
"No."
"Who is that woman he's dragging around?" She hesitated a moment too long.
"I don't know."
"Odd. Seems like I've seen her somewhere before, but I can't place her." She shrugged.
"After a while, everybody gets to look like somebody you've seen before."
"Who do I look like?" She didn't miss a beat.
"Gastra Telsar of Novak de Bracken. The voice is different, but the heart could be the same. He moralized and debated with himself, too."
How could I argue? I'd never heard of the guy.
"He moralized once too often. My husband had him flayed."
"You think I moralized about Goj?"
"Yes. I think you put yourself through hell after the fact. A net gain. You've gotten smart enough to get them first and cry later."
"I don't think I want to play this game."
"No, you wouldn't. I need some of your time for tailors to take your measurements."
"Say what? I got me a flashy uniform already."
"Not like this one. This one is for boggling the minions of the Shadow Masters, part of the showmanship."
"Right. Whenever. I can work while I'm being measured. Is Shifter going to be there for the show at Goja?"
"We'll find out the hard way. He didn't say. I told you, he has his own agenda."
"Wouldn't mind having a peek at that."